coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, February 27th, Monday. February 27th, 2023. I have a lot of things to get into. Expecting a guest perhaps today. Hopefully that'll happen. There are some possible mix-up on their end, not ours. We'll see what happens. But even without that, I've got to tell you, we have got so much. So many things are going on. What's happening in East Palestine? I'll just say this. There's a lot more that's taking place down there than you may, than people are talking about. The magnitude of what happened far exceeds anything that you can than is being presented. We're talking about contamination of soil, essentially salting the earth, or in the fashion of a nuke going off, or even worse than that, just again, salting the earth, really that would extend from East Palestine to, oh my goodness, it would encompass numerous states. I'll just say that. The CYA that's going on down there is, it's a crime scene. It is one of the biggest crime scenes next to, of course, the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon crime scene. RFK Jr., 138 companies involved in the rollout, the production, the handling, the promotion, all of this of the SARS-CoV-2 slab jab. And they're all military contractors. Go to HagmanReport.com, page one in the show notes. This is, again, you know, we have said from the beginning, this was a bioweapon that was intentionally developed and released against the world. And the globalists at the heart of this are behind this. But it even goes further than that. RFK Jr., as I said, 138 companies involved in COVID vaccine, they're all military contractors. This is being reported by Global Research, the Center for Research on Globalization. This is globalresearch.ca, globalresearch.org. And the page one on the show notes, I just want to touch on this briefly here. RFK Jr. says there were 138 companies that were involved in manufacturing and distributing the vaccine. They're all military contractors. The Pentagon and National Security Agency ran the entire pandemic response. Period. Let me say that last sentence again. The Pentagon and National Security Agency ran the entire pandemic response. Okay, now, hold that thought, because let's not forget about the Department of Energy, but you may say, what? Yeah, the Department of Energy. We'll just hold that thought. Pfizer and Moderna don't really own those vaccines, if you want to call them vaccines. Now, I'm quoting from the article. They slapped their label on them, but it was a Pentagon project. Now, isn't this funny? If you look at the paper or on your screen, isn't this rather ironic that this would be a Pentagon project. Now, this falls well within what what Andrew Huff had written about in his book, what other medical professionals have mentioned. This confirms the work. Now, this is according to this article here, of Sasha Ladipova and Catherine Watt, who showed how the Pentagon's Operation Warp Speed was able to completely circumvent federal health regulations by using what's called in bureaucratic speak other transaction authority. Okay, now this is a word game. I mean, these are word games. Other transaction authority, which they use to contract with the bioweapons manufacturers to literally produce a bioweapon. Okay, now let's not forget that the trail of money. Okay, there's several aspects to this. The trail of money here in the United States, and you can keep that up there if you don't mind for a little bit, because this all ties together. The trail of money, that if you follow the money, if you follow the grant money through NIH, NIAID to Eco Health Alliance or Eco Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, from there to the Bat Lady, the Wuhan laboratory. Now the Wall Street Journal on this past weekend or Friday, I believe it was, came out and says, maybe it was developed in a laboratory. Well, hello, we've been saying that how long? But this all overlaps. Now, what they write, or what RFK mentions and is cited by Global Research, is the next paragraph. This was discovered in Pfizer's motion to dismiss Brooke Jackson's case when they attached another contract called an other transaction authority or OTA contract, saying in effect they had no obligation to conduct valid clinical trials because the only goods and services they were providing the U.S. governments, according to this contract. Now, this is important. This phrase is important. Are a large-scale manufacturing demonstration for a prototype. I'm going to read that one more time again. There was a motion, or there is a case against Pfizer. Now, in civil matters, the very first thing you do, if you get sued in civil court, and if it's beyond the magisterial level, okay, well, even at that level, depending on the type of case, the first thing you do is file a motion to dismiss if you're the defendant, and you explain why. That's simple. You explain why. Got to dismiss it because A, B, C, and D. Okay, that's standard operating procedure. It doesn't matter if you are guilty as hell. It doesn't matter. Standard operating. In fact, if your attorney, if you're getting sued, for example, if you're getting sued and your attorney doesn't file a motion for dismiss, the motion to dismiss, he could actually get sued for, aside from being stupid, he can get sued for being incompetent. Okay. But okay. So, in this motion to dismiss, Brooke Jackson v. Pfizer, they attach this OTA contract. And lo and behold, nope, we're not responsible for this. Well, what do you mean you're not responsible for this? Well, we're not, because the Operation Warp Speed, this was all Pentagon. This is all military. How so? Well, look, all we were just a large-scale manufacturing demonstration for a prototype. That's all we were. That's the only role we played. So what in the hell's going on here? You know what's going on because we've been talking about it for the last 3 years. But people haven't been listening. Or they don't believe what they hear. They're still walking around with their masks. Bunch of mask holes. Under the terms of the OTA, Pfizer may have had no obligation to conduct a valid clinical trial or to be in compliance with any of the regulations that govern clinical trials. Oh, really? In other words, OTA did for the financial contracting side what the emergency use authorization did to the drug regulation side. Now, you think that was by accident? No, not at all. In short, the fake clinical trials, they were a psyop to convince people to get the injections. Well, the fake clinical trials, there were clinical trials that were performed, but when performed on animals, it did so badly, they stopped the clinical trials and said, well, geez, animals are suffering from adverse reactions, including and especially death. I guess we're going to have to just go to humans. Let's go right to humans. Because we are covered by the EUA, and the rest is history. The rest you know. And of course, now the Wall Street Journal, as I reported, coming out this weekend saying, wait a second. Studies show, experts saying, this did come from a lab. In fact, I was going to take a screenshot of the Wall Street Journal. Maybe I did. I can't give it to Eric right now. The national security lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic, Energy Department now says. Whoa, wait a second. Department of Energy, what do they know about this? And again, Andrew Huff, who wrote a book, former BlackRock executive, wrote a book, BlackRock or? I believe it was BlackRock. Anyway, what's that? Oh, great. Okay. Wrote a book explaining how Department of Energy fits in. I'll tell you what. Folks, understand, we've been lied to. We have been lied to every single day by the mainstream media. And you know this, but most importantly, this is where my next absolutely wonderful guest comes in. We have been lied to, even on a more personal level. Because if you're like me, we've been lied to by our family doctors. And you may say, well, again, I knew that. Let me ask you a question. I pretty much know the answer. Did your family doctor urge you, almost command you to get jabbed? Did your family doctor take care of someone you know or a family member and put them on the hospital protocol of remdesivir and the ventilator and then out the door, toe tag out the door? You know, I was thinking the other day, as in my profession as an investigator, okay, you know, it's rough when you see people die and you see family members just absolutely, families just broken apart by unexpected deaths. But when you have people who lie to you that cause the illness or death and or death of loved ones, that's a whole nother ball game. It's a different ball game. Sorry about that. I had a frog in my throat. I've got a guest right now, folks, I want you to pay very close attention to. Listeners, please do me a favor. If you're watching this on Rumble, Brighteon, please subscribe. Okay, subscribe and give us a thumbs up, a like, whatever it might be. Of course, you know, we've been banned by every other flipping platform out there, you know, so. And Spreaker as well. Spread the word. But my next guest is someone who understands your situation. Heather Gessling. I hope I pronounced that correctly. The Wellness Company. You know, we're all about exposing the bad people problems, showing you what the problems are. But more importantly, we're all about solutions. Eric and I were talking, Eric the Tech and I were talking some time ago, and we found this, the Wellness Company, okay? We found this, the products, the services, healthcare without limits, natural products backed by science. And we're going through this, and I'm thinking, wow. And I, folks, go to HagmanReport.com. In the program description box, there is the link directly to this website, The Wellness Company. And check them out with me to explain what The Wellness Company is, what's going on, the whole nine yards, is Dr. Heather Gessling. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate your time, and I know you're a busy person. I so admire what you and your company is doing. Do you mind introducing yourself to our audience and your company as well? I'm going to kind of get out of your way while you do that, because you don't need me to prompt you. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I am a family medicine physician and I practice in Missouri. I have a clinic, direct primary care clinic that I opened in 2021 after I was terminated for not following the mandate set by my corporation. The hospital that I was working for, and with regard to the injection. And so I've been doing that, and that is sort of the foundation of my role with the Wellness Company, which is providing medicine outside of the normal paradigm. And the normal paradigm has failed us. Insurance.
Yes.
And not only failed us, but harmed so many of us, our family, like you said, failure to give proper recommendations with regard to medications that work or injections that don't work and are harmful to us. And so as I have had my own experience with opening this clinic and being outside of the insurance realm, the corporate realm, I was asked to play a role in this company. And I am the chief operating officer for the medical board. I have Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Risch, Dr. Richard Amerling. Alongside of us, we have Dr. Jen Vandewater, who's our PharmD and runs our Freedom from Pharma program. And the mission, the goal of the wellness company is to provide care to patients without fear of physicians being controlled by corporations or insurance companies, without fear of being pushed to get experimental injections, without fear of being denied medical care that works with regard to treatment of COVID and such. And so this company is a beacon of light, I truly believe. I truly believe it is the answer to what has been missing in our system. And we really, the goal is to really create a new system of care for patients where the restraints, the failures of the old system don't exist.
So you're running what we've strived to do. I guess the best way that in my mind, how I think about this is like a parallel system, or a system parallel to your family or your, what's out there right now. In other words, well, I'll give you an example. So I personally had to get some medical consultation and some stuff, and through my system, I had to be jabbed in order to get the assessment and treatment plan. So I said, the heck with it. I went down to Florida where they didn't require that, and got the same, basically the same service. Mm-hmm. Okay. I look at that like more than an option, but a parallel system. This is what you folks do, but on a grander scale. Is that what kind of like in my mind? Is that kind of what I'm thinking? I mean, am I correct?
Well, so we're providing telehealth care, virtual care.
Okay.
With hopes to be able to expand to brick and mortar and have access for other specialties. Right now, it's mostly primary care, acute primary care. We don't really have everything set in place just yet to be able to do full primary care, but we want that. Our patients want that. That's our next step. That's our next goal, to be able to provide that full primary care service so that they don't have to utilize doctors at all. If they don't, you know, these primary care doctors that have failed them, they want to be able to use us for their primary care. And that's what we want to be able to do soon, very soon. Okay. But right now it's mostly acute care. And then we also have services for long haul COVID, vaccine injury, and wellness. We are able to do lab panels for wellness. We're able to do assessments for long haul COVID and vaccine injury with protocols to help these patients.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Perhaps I should have predicated that's your objective, of course. But the way I see you're growing, that's not good. I mean, how you're doing things, to me, is the proper way, and I can see this expanding just incredibly quickly. But right now, you're offering such a vital service to people. So, you have virtual care, as I mean, you know. So okay, so and you also have, and I have to look. I see you've got products backed by science, yeah. You've got supplements. I love that.
They're really good. They're really great. I mean, we work together as a team to formulate these products. And the one that is the most popular right now that we're really proud of and we feel like is very relevant is our spike support, and the research, the science backs up the different ingredients being able to help with the different effects of the vaccine, clotting, and the effects on cell function. And we know that the patients that have had the vaccine are, or have long haul COVID or have COVID, have a propensity to clot. And one of the key players that can help that is natokinase. And natokinase is a fibrinolytic. It's an enzyme. It's a natural enzyme that can help prevent and break down clots.
Wow. Okay. And I appreciate the fact that you've got a solution for that. And as a, just a little secret, my my stepson, as well as a couple of friends, ordered that exact product. Folks, if you're watching this on any of the video channels, there it is. If you're listening to this by way of Global Star, satellite radio, or other platforms, just go to the Wellness Center. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link, and you can watch this. You can also see it there. You can see it at the website. But that's a much needed product. Okay, I don't want to get in your way, because I look at this. I look at your website. I look at your. It's more than a website. I look at your what you are doing, and this, to me, is such a much needed service that you provide. It goes far beyond any. There are other like companies out there, but to me, this goes far beyond those companies. So, what's the process if I wanted to become involved? And I would urge folks. I would urge everyone listening to become involved, because the more people who become involved, the quicker the growth can be. And of course, we can get away from that oppressive system. So tell us how to become involved in this.
So you sign up at twc.health for the TWC, for the wellness company, twc.health. And we currently have a $10 a month membership, which provides reduced rates for the supplements and the acute care visits or the long haul COVID vaccine injury care. And there is an amazing, really, really cool, exciting membership coming down the road that's going to provide unlimited care and unlimited supplements to each individual member, which is something that has not been done before. And our company is super excited to be able to offer this very soon. It's coming very soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned.
See, I look at you and everyone, your leadership board, the people that you're involved with, you folks are visionaries. There's just something different about how you do things, what you do, that to me, I really believe in this. Okay. I believe in what you do. So, hey, for 10 bucks a month, I know people will spend that much on coffee a day. Okay. So you can certainly do that. Plus the offers that you get for that, the services and the discounts, it's well worth the price of admission. And I'm really excited about what's coming, even though I don't know with any degree of specificity what's coming. I know the magnitude, which I think is fabulous. So I mean, I kind of know, but I don't know. But okay. So to the people watching and listening out there, what kind of message do you have? And again, I want to stay out of your way, but what would be your message? Because we've been hit with this bioweapon. As far as I'm concerned, bioweapon, the more data that comes out, we can see it, whether it be the initial gain-of-function product or the jab, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. What's your message to people who have received either, maybe been infected by the virus or said, okay, yeah, I'll get the jab for my work or whatever, and then regret it now. Do you have a message for them?
I do. There is help, and there are helpful medications and supplements and lifestyle recommendations that can help heal the body, help clean the body from the effects. It is astounding that the injection was genetically engineered to program your cells to make such a pathologic protein. It's astounding. How yes. in the world? Yeah, I mean, to think that this was released on our population, knowing that the spike protein is so harmful, knowing that the spike protein itself with the virus and that it's produced from your own cells if you take the injection is harmful either way. There is this somehow this fallacy that the spike protein produced by the injection is less harmful, and that is just not the case. I know several physicians that tout that as truth, and it's astounding to me that they're so deceived that this spike protein is somehow magically different. But there are ways to mitigate the effects of that protein and to reduce inflammation. The lipid nanoparticle itself that's in the injection is inflammatory. So you have multiple pathways of inflammation, and we know how to help this. We know how to reduce that inflammation. And there are certain lifestyle changes such as intermittent fasting, ketogenic diet that everyone can do. Also, just being thoughtful and less fearful and less anxious about what has happened or maybe what you've already done, and work towards reducing any more exposure, not doing any more of the injections, and committing to healthy choices and healthy lifestyle changes, learning. There is so much that I can't get into probably within this segment, but there are so many helpful nutritional supplements, including the 6 different ones that are in our spike support that can help you with neutralizing the spike protein and reducing inflammation.
So it is possible to neutralize or at least mitigate the adverse right. effects, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you do that through a couple of different ways. One is a lifestyle change, I guess, by changing your some of your habits. But more important, or equally important, is by what you might consume through your supplements, right?
Correct. And okay. and eating a very non-toxic diet, it's not impossible. Patients can do this. People can do this. If they just start learning to eliminate soybean oil, which isn't everything, or high fructose corn syrup, vegetable oils in general, they can start feeling better just because they're eating better. I'm a big fan of the carnivore diet. It's not for everyone, but I really love it. Helping a patient feel better just by what they're eating, and then they notice it and they're astounded by it and they never want to go back. So being able to reduce inflammatory foods is incredibly helpful.
And I noticed something on your website, because I don't have permission to really speak about this individual, except to say that I spoke with him. And he has he had this absolute a tremendous allergy problem. I don't even you just can't believe how bad this was. Okay, and I saw on your website, improve your allergy symptoms. I'm thinking to myself,
we can talk about that. I forgot that we launched that last week. It's super cool, and I can explain it all to you if you want.
Yeah, if you don't mind, because Being not too far away from East Palestine, that whole thing, not that that's an allergy issue, mm-hmm. but we have to increase our immune system, obviously, mm-hmm. number one. But number two, this individual I'm thinking about was begging his doctor for for something, and the doctor wasn't very receptive. I'll leave it at that. So I saw this, and I wanted to ask you about it. And I know there are other people out there who suffer from allergies and stuff. And I want to ask you, what the heck? Because this all must be connected in some way.
So I do know that if you improve your dysfunctional allergic responses, that you're going to overall reduce inflammation. If you can develop tolerance to certain allergens, your immune system is going to be a little less crazy, less dysfunctional. And so what the allergy-free program does is uses the sublingual immunotherapy technology, meaning basically you get itty-bitty microdoses of allergens. And in this case, it doesn't require you to do the extensive skin testing that's painful. It doesn't even require you to do blood testing. You just basically have to be aware and know that you have environmental or seasonal allergies. We do a symptom evaluation prior to starting to sort of gauge what your clinical symptoms are with regard to allergy exposure. But so this sublingual immunotherapy uses a comprehensive sort of generalized level of allergens that can cover the entire country. So you don't have to be specifically dialed in to your exact allergens based off of the testing, the expensive testing, the painful right. testing, the inconvenient testing. And you can do this stepwise approach for this immunotherapy and get essentially the same results as the previous way of doing sublingual immunotherapy.
Okay.
So I am super excited about it. I'm going to be getting the system for my husband right away.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I saw that, I was very excited because this friend of mine was absolutely beside himself because of the allergy. I mean, talk about miserable. And I know a lot of people are like that. So in terms of, you know, the symptoms and what have you, the blowback from this. So folks, my guest, such a gracious and knowledgeable individual, Dr. Heather Gessling with the Wellness Company. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please check them out. This company has my imprimatur, not like they need it. Of course they don't, but I certainly am going to become a member of this company. I want to, and here's the other side. I want to see them grow so big that they overtake the health industry, the normal healthcare industry. Because like I told you before, I fired my own PCP because of the lies, because of all of the gunk. And but this to me, this is a solution, a big solution. I don't want to keep rambling here. I'm very excited about this because I see this as the answer to many situations. So if a person has a problem right now with long COVID, we'll say, what steps should they take in order to contact, to get on board with your company? Pay the membership fee of $10, register, and then schedule an appointment?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there is currently, I think we still have it as a package, the long haul COVID or adverse reaction adverse reaction package that they can sign up for. And it includes 5 physician visits and a lab panel that evaluates if you have any other sort of secondary effects long haul COVID or the vaccine injury and be able to manage those. And then also gives protocol recommendations from our chief medical board on how to handle long haul COVID or the adverse reaction.
Okay. And it's really that simple then. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Now, as far as the blood panel is concerned, can that be done locally or is that something that has? Okay.
Yeah, it's local. It's you can do it through a local lab company, local national lab company, or we also have a contract with a company that can come and draw your blood in your home for the majority of American citizens. Like there's some parts of the country that are quite rural and that service is not offered, but you can also just have your labs drawn at home.
Wow. You guys have really thought this out. And I'm telling you, folks, they have the Wellness Company, TWC.health. Again, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And our primary listening base is the demographics, older Christian conservatives, okay? And everything that you offer here is consistent with what I've been hearing them say. That they want, they would like a system, or the ability to do just that, to contact someone, to have diagnostics done and also the treatment done, without breaking the bank. And you've put this together nicely about this, or for this, is. The only other question I have, I suppose, is when I look at the way things are going, are you, you're going to be around for a while, right? Are you getting any blowback from the medical establishment? And you don't have to be very specific because I know how these things go, but are you getting blowback from the old medical establishment the way it was? And if so, I mean, we don't have to be afraid that you're not going to be around for, you know.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Okay. I think that there is well known. It's well known that our physician, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's part of our board, had his board specialty, his board certification for his two specialties attacked. And that's by the American Board of Medical Specialties. And there is a constant sort of ever presence of the government in all that we do. You know, we're trying to provide the care that patients need without angering, you know, the powers that be too much, but we are also not afraid to stand up for what is right and be able to provide the care that is unbiased and, you know, without fear.
Right.
But we all know that we have to, I don't know the right words. We have to be aware of what's happening around us.
You know, I understand the difficulty in really articulating that because you're obviously, it's not like you're doing anything wrong. And most assuredly, you don't want to intentionally anger, you know, the oversight board. Okay. I kind of get where you're coming from. So, you want to be effective yet not intentionally, you know, self-inflicting harm on yourself or
exactly.
Liability.
That's a good way to put it. I might've been, you know, stumbling over my words a bit, but that's exactly right. Because we're this crazy world that we're in is it's a new challenge every day to navigate it. You know, people have to constantly be searching for the truth and constantly be protecting themselves from whatever is going to be thrown our way. We don't even know what is in store for us. We just need to be prepared.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we do. Now, we're going to have tomorrow on schedule is Heather or Jen Vanderwater will be on with me tomorrow. So it's my understanding that she'll get into the pharma aspect of things, the supplement aspect of things, So in advance of that right now, in the remaining time that we have together here, next 5 minutes or so, is there anything that you want to convey to our listening and viewing audience that we haven't covered that you think that maybe we should focus on or advance with additional information? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, I feel strongly about conveying the fact that there is always hope, and that, you know, the good things that have come out of the last few years is that there is more and more truth being revealed. And we are doing our best to provide truth in medicine and truth in healthcare or well care. And that's our role. And I feel like we can be trusted to give patients the exact information that they need to be able to get themselves on a better road with their health, to be able to withstand whatever gets thrown our way in the future. One of our main goals, and I know that you're going to be talking to Dr. Vanderwater tomorrow, one of our main goals is to be able to help patients restore their health, get off of pharmaceutical medicines, rely more on health and lifestyle decisions, diet and lifestyle decisions, instead of being able to do, you know, eat whatever they want and then take a pill to be able to counteract the effects, or, you know, to sit around and not be active and then just take a pill to help, you know, blood pressure, high blood pressure that develops because of that. Our goal is to empower the patient, help them restore their health, and be prepared.
So kind of what I'm hearing. So if you're out there and it doesn't matter what age, but you're taking every day, I'll just say a handful of metformin and glipizide and Lipitor. Oh, you know who you are out there. And did I say Lipitor? Ooh, whatever. What's that
statin.
Stuff? Statin. Yeah, the statins. Yeah. Or you're type 2 or diabetic and you've got high blood readings. Again, you address that. You address the entire spectrum of things in addition to the issues related to coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, yeah. and the spike mm-hmm. proteins and such. Okay, see, folks, this. So, and again, the membership is $9.99 a month, right? Is that mm-hmm. okay? I'm looking at this and it says, see February's limited time membership offer. So that's for now. And then, of mm-hmm. course, that gives you discounts on the supplements and certain other benefits. Folks, you can read about this. You don't need me to read it for you because y'all are smart. Okay, very intelligent. We got a great audience who's very intelligent. But I believe in this. I believe in this service. I believe in the people behind it. And I believe in the products offered. So, I mean, this is the entire package. So I really want to thank you for being part of this interview, for letting people know about the Wellness Company. And I can't wait until tomorrow with Dr. Vanderwater to talk even more about the the other issues that we did not address today, very specific issues. And there she is right there on your screen, the lovely Dr. Jennifer Vanderwater. So, doctor, thank you so very much for your time today. I really appreciate that. And it's been wonderful, but we can beat this, and we can also run a system where we don't have to be reliant upon the doctors who have been brainwashed and are attempting to brainwash us. That's
exactly. Yeah. Demand and expect better.
And you know, I tell you what, I fired my PCP. There's just no way that I'm going to rely on someone who's doesn't care about doing the research or is been bought off. You know, so I respect your integrity and the integrity of your entire staff. And I am looking forward to your expansion. I'm excited about that. And
We can talk about it when it happens. It's going to be awesome. Super happy.
I appreciate all that you do. I appreciate your courage, your knowledge, your time to take the research. And thank you. Just thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, folks, that was Dr. Heather Gessling. I'm going to tell you something. This is such a great service. Again, you know, people come to us and say, please, 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 please. Instead of just talking about all problems, you know, we got to be more about solutions as well. This is one of them. This is a membership service that you can take control of your own health. And I hope I... Eric the Tech, did I do that justice? I mean,
yes, it was a good introduction.
Because, look, I don't want to be held hostage by a medical system that I don't know that thinks more of their bottom line than my bottom line. You know, it's just one of those things. All right. And doctor,
you should be able to do what you want to do.
You know, well, yes, exactly. And Dr. Jen Vanderwater is going to be on tomorrow. I've got some very, very specific questions to ask her, but that's going to be a more in-depth interview. This is an introduction to the system. And again, folks, the name is The Wellness Company. It is TWC for the Wellness Company .health. If you don't want to go to the website to look, TWC.health. And we might become affiliates. Hopefully we will be, meaning, you know, TWC.health/Hagman. But don't let that stop you. Become a member. But tell them, hey, I heard you on the Hagman Report. Because again, this is extremely important. We're dealing with things coming out. I just saw the CDC issued a advisory. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria, Shigella. It's very hard for me to pronounce that sometimes. My granddaughter was hospitalized with that. She almost died from that. And... Maya and folks, longtime listeners and viewers have seen and heard her come back on. And I mean, the cutest girl in the world. I mean, just unbelievably cute. She almost died from that. And how she got it was apparently from some tainted food from a box, from a, or not a box, fast food place. Telling him. Talk about eating healthier. Okay. But so we have to strengthen our immune system, and we can do that through the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company. Again, please visit them and take advantage of this. Because I have a feeling that this ground floor level entry won't be available for much longer, especially with the expansion that they're planning. So that's TWC.health. All right. To wrap this up, We're, you know, we are on the verge of World War III. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you haven't done so already, I want to direct your attention. And Eric the Tech, you don't have to put this up. Frank Gaffney was on with Steve Bannon. America has entered the most opening stages of World War III. If you see what is taking place with China and Russia and over Ukraine versus U.S., Western-backed powers, and NATO, and if you see the alliance forming with Iran and such, you'll understand that this is not looking too good. And you've got Biden and his cronies doubling down on this World War III issue. Now, prepare, because it's going to be a rocky road. I'm going to be putting up some of my own assessments based on information I've received from others about this. When I say others, other people in the know about where we are and where we could find ourselves here within several months. And remember, the nuclear exchange, that's a culmination of World War III. We've been in this war for a couple of years now, especially against China. We've been in this war since at least 2019, and it's an asymmetrical war. Also, if you haven't seen this at, oh my goodness, Joe Allen, transhumanist, Eliza Yudkowsky, I believe his name is, or that's how you pronounce it, warns of artificial intelligence demon summoning is easy. You've got demon summoning circles. If you think about this, Steve and I spoke about it Friday, right? There's that. And also, as we fight in attempt to take our country back, yes, we are mandated to occupy until he comes. And to occupy doesn't mean to sit there for most in their prayer closet and just occupy the closet and pray. I mean, we have to pray, but we also have to work at things. One way to fight against what's taking place here internally in the West, and especially in the United States, is to push back against woke companies. Real quick, if we have the time, on page 2 of the show notes, there are 51 big businesses that target conservatives. These are named, identified in this particular piece. And there's a video underneath the first one. But there is a, let me see if I, on the second page or the second, I want to say email, I'll just say email I sent to you. It's a specific project. There it is, 1792 Exchange. There is a report here. Folks, again, this will all be in the show notes at HagmanReport.com. 1792 Exchange. Corporate bias ratings. All right, if you have not heard of or heard me speak of ESG ratings, environmental, social, governmental, then you need to read the 1792 Exchange. And the list of, or the spotlight report on the corporate bias ratings, the companies that really are against the American public, that want to socialize through this ESG process, our society, which was referenced in that Fox article, which you just saw. So go through this list, and it's color-coded. It's green, and the risk is not too, the company doesn't pose, they're not going woke anytime soon necessarily. Then there's yellow, then there's red. You definitely want to stay away from the reds. Things like Starbucks and the usual suspects, you know what I'm talking about. And you know, vote with your dollars. I hope that helps. Gives you some solutions to fight back, and that's what we need. We need to fight back. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good day.